There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Hey everybody, my name is Sean Wolfswinkel.
And I'm Joni Wolfswinkel.
And welcome to Inside the Wolf's Den. Welcome back. I hope everybody's enjoying our podcast and some of the relevant information that we're giving. So this one's going to be just different. I think we're just trying to do add a little bit maybe outside of the whole like business and mindset and entrepreneurship and running a business. And let's just talk about like being healthy and being exercising and taking care of yourself.
Absolutely.
So I think, you know, to be a top performer and to perform at a high level, whether that be in any industry or, you know, I mean, sports for sure, but like in even in business, I think taking care of yourself, feeling good about yourself, feeling good about who you are, and just good exercise, nutrition, I think are essential.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely essential. And fitness and health and fitness to me is, I'm just as passionate about it as business is, right?
Yeah.
Back in, I think it was when I had Lucas in 2010, right after that is when I was feeling really down on myself that like, man, like you need to do something about it, you know? And so I kind of like approached it like in business, like you can be successful in business, so you can be successful at this as well. So I kind of just, you know, changed my mindset was the number one thing I did. And then from there, you know, I kind of changed my habits. Like I was looking at, you know, what I was currently doing. I obviously wasn't eating healthy. I wasn't working out at all. And I wasn't sleeping well. And, you know, I would maybe have a glass of wine once a night sometimes, you know. And so, you know, once I changed my mindset and I changed my habits, like then it just became a lifestyle.
Yeah. I think you were the big thing with that is you became way more disciplined when you made that switch. Change your discipline and change your habits. Or habits, that discipline that created habits, or however you want to look at it. But I think you definitely, and I think, you know, in this room, I think you're obviously killing it in the, you know, nutrition and health and fitness. And so we're going to, this going to be, I'm going to ask you some questions and gear this more to you, because I think you're a lot more fitter and healthier than I am. And I'm just trying to keep up with you and just trying to stay with you on this.
Well, if you just listen to me, then.
I like food. I like to eat.
You like ice cream.
I like, yeah. So I, you know, proper nutrition is it more important? Let's ask you, is it more important than exercise?
Or I would say 80% of it is eating healthy.
Yeah,
for sure.
That stinks. I love to eat. Anyways, but, and I have some bad habits when it comes. I just snack and do some things that I shouldn't. And that's why I'm not in the same league as her. And
portion control, all of that.
Yeah. But, and we're going to get into a lot of that. So I think, you know, you've been rocking it. I think in the last year you've made huge strides. And, so we're going to get into kind of how you got to where you are today and what you do and some of your habits. And I think it'll benefit a lot of people that are maybe trying to make those moves or trying to improve their fitness and nutrition.
Absolutely, yeah.
So let's get into diet and nutrition, because you say that's 80% of this. So tell me tell me some of the things you do, what some of the habits, some of the things you look out for.
So one thing I do is we meal prep. We try to meal prep on Sundays, you know, and try to not eat out as much because, of course, I mean, when you eat out, you know, don't eat as healthy. So, and then also, you know, smaller snacks throughout the day as well. So that way, you know, if you're feeling hungry, you know, then you just take out a bar or, you know, some veggie straws or something that's going to, you know, quench your appetite. So you're not eating bigger meals when you do have lunch.
Correct. So, I mean, I think, and we're going to try to preface this with, like, this can be for people that, in different levels, I guess, because mm-hmm. I think, yes, for a long time we meal prepped, and there's different levels to that. So we've, over our career, we've done, as we've gotten more healthier, mm-hmm. we had meals delivered. So like at Sunday, they would there's a lot of delivery options that will deliver you healthy portioned meals. So right. like on Sunday, they would deliver them. We used to get breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mm-hmm. And so they would come out on Sunday. They'd be good through like Thursday. We've done it ourselves and meal prepped on Sundays ourselves, which is a lot more work.
Which, yeah, it takes time.
But more affordable. Mm-hmm. And then today we have, our nanny also cooks our meals for right. us. So we get meals made for us. And so we get home, it's ready, it's prepped. But it's again, along nutrition and plan that we put together for her.
Correct.
And so the kids eat, because what we were having trouble, and maybe some of the people out there, we would meal prep for ourselves mm-hmm. and we would meal or have, but then kids would suffer.
Right. And yeah. we would give them mac and cheese or, you know, whatever pizza. Was easier, frozen foods. And that's not as healthy as well. So what we've done, what I did is actually I hired a nutritionist to, you know, kind of show me what I should be eating and how many calories I should be eating. And then from there, you know, I was able to, he was able to help me with the children and, okay, what portions to feed the children.
Yeah. So I think if you can afford it, I think that's huge to get a dietitian mm-hmm. or nutritionist to come and work with it. And it wasn't that expensive, no. but we would, they were good at changing our habits. He would, we would meet with him once a week mm-hmm. and we would go over what we ate, like put a plan together and where we were struggling. Every week it was, his first question is, okay, where are you struggling? Because he would want to find out, like, is it like travel? When we had to travel, that was a big struggle. So he gave us some options, gave us some dinner options when we traveled and had to eat out, what we could order. He gave us some delivery options that are nationwide where you can have your food shipped to the hotel. And if they have a refrigerator there, you can.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're disciplined enough, you can find the ways.
But and if you're not sure, I mean, you should, you know, write for a week straight, write down, or even 2 weeks, write down from, you know, when you wake up to when you go to bed, like, what are you eating? So you can see, you know, what kind of, you know, what are your eating habits? And then, you know, give that to your nutritionist and he will help you, or he or she will help you figure that out.
Yep, yeah. And then why we have these props. So if you're watching on iTunes or Stitcher, or one of those, Jody and I brought our gallon water bottles. So water is huge. Mm-hmm. And you know, Joni and I have had some ups and downs with as far as weight, more me than her. But she okay, let me take a step back. She gained weight because she had a baby. I gained weight just because she had a baby. So, you know, I put on a lot of weight every time she got pregnant, and she had a very good reason. I had no reason at all, but I seemed to gain weight every pregnancy. And so, you know, I think because she liked ice cream at that time, and I love ice cream, so we both went and ate ice cream every day. But we different phases. We've gone on to extreme diets, you know, and we've done different things. But I think some of the biggest changes were hiring a nutritionist,
and drinking your 80 gallons,
at least 80
ounces of water,
80 ounces of water a day. We've stepped that up this year and we went to a gallon, mm-hmm. which is like 116 ounces, but these are cool. These are Amazon. They're not very much. And so we fill these up every day, but it gives you what's nice about this, it gives you a little, like, you know, good morning, hydrate yourself at 9, remember your goal at 11, keep chugging at 1, feeling awesome at 3, don't give up at 5, almost finished at 7. And then you did it at 9. And so it gives you kind of a chart. Cause sometimes if you don't see it, you're going
to, it's easy to, like, like, you know, it's all right. I can
make it up later.
Exactly. And what's nice is the kids love it too. So we bought smaller ones for the kids because it's important that the children get their water as well. And they love it because they can kind of track their water as well.
Yeah. So it works. And then, another one is not eating past 6. Mm-hmm. We really try not to eat any, meals or big meals after 6 PM. So we try to eat around 5:30, 6. Mm-hmm. And it usually works a good time for our kids too, to eat around that time. portion control. So this is a, I struggle with this. This is my biggest issue when it comes to diet is I eat too much.
Right. And I think with you, I mean, you would finish my, if I didn't finish it, you would finish it for me. Right. I think that portion control is important, and just knowing that, okay, like, when to stop. And I think that's why drinking water throughout the day and drinking, you know, little, or eating little snacks throughout the day really helps with that, because when you do come to lunch or dinner, you're not overeating.
Correct. Water is huge, because if you're feeling hungry, drink some more water, you know, and it does fill you.
Yeah. And even when you're eating, when you eat something bad, drink water.
Yeah. Keep doing it. Yeah. And it flushes it out and just makes you feel better and more energy. You'd be surprised how much energy just drinking water will give you. I, for portion control, it just like, we always share meals when we go out to eat or something like that, but I would just put on your plate what the appropriate portion you're supposed to eat, and don't put any more, because that's where I struggle. Because if there's more on my plate, Joni is disciplined enough. She'll order something, she'll eat her regular portion, small portion, and leave it there. And to me, it's like, I was taught to, you know, finish my plate. Yeah. And so, maybe this is a bad childhood experience or what, but I finished my plate. And so just be careful of that, and just order what you really need. And then we removed all temptations out of our kitchen.
Yes, right? All the, my weakness is potato chips. Like, you know, like if the potato chips are there, I'm going to go and get it. So it just eliminated altogether.
Just put healthy stuff in the fridge and find, you're going to get hungry. So find some snacks or find something that's going to be healthier, fruit, do you have any other
vegetables? I mean, there's the rice cakes. I know sometimes those are, but you can, you know, put peanut butter on them and just do different things to help
your hunger and just some of those cravings.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Protein bars, just watch the, there's different ones. Some of them, you know, taste better than others, but it's because they have a bunch of sugar and other smoothies.
We used to juice a lot or make smoothies, and kids love that as well.
But your nutritionist and the dietitian can really help you along those lines. Mm-hmm. And it's an expert really working with you specifically one-on-one and your current health, you know, conditions and stuff like that. So I would definitely reach out to
you. It's also accountability as well, you know. So that helped me. Yes, I do watch the portion control and what I eat and stuff. But I really feel that it helped with accountability.
Yes.
So
it did. Yeah, going once a week to report to him and weigh in and take measurements and – that's huge accountability, and because you don't want to fail or look like a fool, gain weight, or so definitely accountability. So along those lines, we'll switch gears into exercise. I think one of the best things for exercise is hire a personal trainer.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think starting off, not a lot of us, even today, like sometimes I get stuck on like, man, I've been working that same muscle, you know, like I need a new routine. So I think the personal trainer really helps to, you know, they'll develop your workouts for the week. And I mean, they're not expensive either. Ours that we have, we meet twice a week and goes through our workout plan for the week.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think, again, accountability as well.
Correct. And this is, you know, if you go to make membership at a gym, majority of the gyms have reopened. You know, we're recording this right now through COVID. So, you know, a lot of gyms have opened up and there's restrictions, but there's still opportunities. Joanne and I are fortunate enough to, we built a home gym. And so if you have that opportunity, I highly recommend it. It was a huge change for us because we have young children and all that. It was hard because we can't leave them. And then, you know, we wouldn't go at different times. And so for us, it really helped us to, build a home gym. And so we put mirrors on the walls so it feels like a regular gym. We have a full dumbbells, you know, from 5 all the way to 75 pounds. Right. We have a
Peloton,
pool machine, a rack, pretty much everything you would need. And then we put rubber flooring down so it's a nice, comfortable, and you know, you can do like squats and lunges and it's comfortable.
But I mean, we didn't do that right away. No. I mean, we started off small. I mean, we started off with, you know, videos, you know, in the garage and some dumbbells. And so, I mean, I think you
start
can also,
where you can.
Yeah, and you can totally do workouts in your garage, like, you know, without weights.
Correct. And we just so everybody knows, we live in Houston, Texas. So if we can work out in a garage, you know, in the middle of the summer, anybody can work out anywhere. So there's no excuse. And then as far as the Peloton, yeah, I wanted to get into that because we also have and I think that's especially throughout COVID,
been a
game changer.
It has been. And I'm involved in a couple of groups that, you know, we spin on Wednesdays. We call it the Peloton Peddlers, and we spend on Wednesday mornings, and it's also accountability, but then also fun. It's an excuse. It's not an excuse not to work out, right? You get out there and do it because you know your group is going to be out there.
Correct. And so, yeah, one of our points was accountability or a workout partner, mm-hmm. somebody to hold, that somebody's going to be fair with you and really tell you when you're slacking or giving, because
and push you. I mean, they don't even have to tell you, like, just being part of these groups, you're like, man, like, I can, you know, push myself to be better.
Yeah. And you have to show up because, mm-hmm. you know, they're showing up, you know, they're going to call you out on Facebook if you're not there and stuff like that. So I think it's good. You know, we choose to work out 5 to 6 days a week, mm-hmm. on average. We do a mix between cardio and resistance training. So, you know, what do you?
It's also consistency. So, I mean, I get up at 5:15, you know, every morning to work out, and usually the first thing I do is I do some cardio, 30 to 45 minutes of cardio, typically on the Peloton. I love to spin. And then, you know, from there I lift either, and I have a routine, you know, where I, do upper body strength and, you know,
lower body and then abs. How mm-hmm. often do you do abs?
Every day.
Every day? Mm-hmm. Every day. That's why she has a better stomach than I do.
it's not perfect, believe me.
you had babies and all that, and it's still, you're killing it. So you're rocking it. So, and then I like, competitions as well to enter that. So I think if you can get involved in, you know, some either like basketball or fitness competitions or running events.
Yeah. And that was actually kind of hard again during COVID, but we made it work as well. So we're involved in the PM Health Group.
Yeah.
And we would do like virtual runs. So, you know, we did like a, I think it was a 5K.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And anyhow, so the entire group was running on their own, but we would track it, and it was just a fun little competition.
And, and talk smack to each other and all that. So it's fun. I think you gotta. I like competition and just in life, so it pushes me to get out of my comfort zone and push mm-hmm. myself harder. So find ways to be competitive, even in this environment that we're in. And then most important, just have fun with it.
Yeah.
Have don't. You know, you're gonna fail at times. You're gonna eat something you shouldn't. You're gonna miss a day of working out at times, but just quickly rebound.
Yeah.
Get back, have fun with this, enjoy it.
And eventually, I mean, you do it, you know, you're consistent with it and you're disciplined with it. It just becomes a lifestyle. Like, I don't look at it, I mean, it's something that I have to do every day, you know, and just like I have to go to the office or I have to pick up my kids and feed my kids, that's how I look at it.
So. Awesome. Well, hope you guys elevate your fitness and health and the fitness game and get something out of this. We share with us, you know, maybe some things that you guys are doing or things that we didn't share that you think could benefit people.
Yes.
We'd love to, you know, share that on our Instagram, Facebook, Inside the Wolf's Den. We'd love to hear your guys' ideas on YouTube. We'd love to hear from you guys. So like it and share this podcast, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Cog, cog, cogging.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at insidethewolfsden.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.